Why Muria Zimbabwe and Gamcham Chungwa Chedichevichiki, Ushelo, the connection, Lilami, Mike Hove. Welcome, Zimbabwe Mushe, to the connection. Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday. And of course, you're tuned in to the connection with your boy, with the Studio 7's host of the youth show. I'm your host, Muria Zimbabwe, Mtwagazo Mushe. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, ndinomgamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection, Lilami Mike Hove, on Tuesday, the 25th of February, 2020. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Today on The Connection, we focus on an event that's happening at Victoria Falls, Mosuya Tunya. That's the highlight of what's happening in Zimbabwe right now. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the Africa Forum on Sustainable Development, a forum that is happening in Victoria Falls, and it kick-started yesterday and was officially opened today by President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. The forum, which runs through to the 27th of February 2020, focuses on issues with regards to growing African economies. Not to forget, it is a follow-up on the progress of the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and Agenda 2063 of the African Union. In simple words, the forum looks to focus on the future of Africa. Now, what this means is a lot of things that are coming out of this forum pertain and stand to highlight things that African youth have to gain. Now, with issues that have been tackled, issues such as youth employment, job creation, youth empowerment, these have been the key discussions of what have come out of the forum thus far. Today is day two. Now, the big question I have as we look to tackle this forum and highlight and pull it apart and, you know, understand more about this forum is, what do Zimbabwean youth have to gain from this? And of course, what role does Zimbabwe have to play when we're talking about the sustainable development goals? Now, is it possible when we take a look at as the current state of the Zimbabwean economy, is it even possible for Zimbabwe to implement these SDGs? So, Mtwagazo Mhle, Zimbabwe Mhle, join me tonight on The Connection. If you're looking to join us, you can text me on WhatsApp on +1202-465-0318. You can also call me live on air on +1202-619-2077. The number again, +1202-465-0318 on WhatsApp, or you can call me live on air on +1202-619-2077. Now, as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, we're broadcasting live on the internet on our three web pages, those being www.voashana.com, www.voanwa.com. We're also live as we speak on www.voazimbabwe.com. So, if you're looking to join us, don't forget you can write your name and number in the comments section and we'll be calling you live on air. Makate rachirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection, Lilami Michael.
Hey, hola, Deipiko, Hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1202-465-0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
B BIGMYKE3, that's the username on Instagram and on Twitter if you're looking to chat with me. But for the next hour, Muria Zimbabwe, Tripana Papa Mape, Jeluma Tatu, Pa VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, we are Pa VOA Studio 7. So, Linga Kotle Uguti, Abafisum Genaguchelo, Lako Pali, Nombolo Zotlingo, and we'll be calling you live on air. Kanamchina Opinam Chirongwa, Nyora Ima Namba, Tokfundre, live Parunare Mo, Kwanisa Jokari, Kungo Nyora, Maundre Eng, Changetima Verenga, live on air. So, Zimbabwe Mushe, tonight on The Connection, we focus on the Africa Regional Forum on Sustainable Development that's happening at Victoria Falls. But before I head over to my panelists that are going to be joining me live from Victoria Falls, let us head over to some of the sentiments that have been echoed by officials in during this conference. Amongst them is Vera Songwe of the United Nations, who is in attendance of this forum. Now, Vera Songwe touches on an initiative that the United Nations is looking to launch that targets towards uplifting African youth. Let's take a look at what Vera had to say.
The main reason why we're here, of course, is to launch what we're calling at the United Nations, the Decade of Action, from 2020 to 2030. We would like that no African is left behind as we try to develop, ensure that there is prosperity for all. Prosperity means, of course, that we create jobs for both the youth and the women. Zimbabwe has a very vibrant ICT technology sector, which is today for Africa, the service sector is creating most of the jobs. So we are hoping that the discussions that we have here, and I hope some of you went to the lab that we had yesterday, which essentially was an innovations lab for youth, to see how we can do that and do better. We need to develop skills on the continent.
All right. Well, you just heard there from Vera Songwe of the United Nations. She was highlighting an initiative that they have set up that targets towards uplifting African youth. They talk about job creation. You heard it there for yourself. She highlights why they chose Zimbabwe. They say the ICT sector in Zimbabwe, apparently it's doing really good. So they find potential in the ICT sector. What does that mean for Zimbabwean youth? I look forward to hearing more from the youth that are going to be joining me live on air. Now, you heard from Vera Songwe. Now, we're also going to move over to some of the youth that actually participated during the forum itself. Yesterday, we saw His Excellency Junior President Mukudzeyishe Madzivire. He got to open the ceremony and he got to speak to the delegates that were in attendance. Let's hear what Honorable or His Excellency had to say.
The world is developing at an alarming rate. That was the premise on which this forum was initiated. And over the last 2 days, I've learned more than I ever thought I could through the Science, Technology and Innovation Youth Bootcamp. It gave me absolute pleasure to interact with my peers, understand their various perspectives on life, and hear about the exciting work they have been doing in science and technology to fulfill sustainable development goals. Better still was the opportunity to be put in a group with a diverse pool of ladies and gentlemen and perform a number of particularly interesting tasks, from working with 3D printers to assembling robots, in developing solutions to various global challenges. My utmost thanks go to the organizers of this conference, and it is my wish that this platform is sustained for many more years to come. Amongst most of the pressing issues mentioned were those of the fourth industrial revolution and the ethical issues surrounding it, as well as the importance of adaptability in this ever-evolving world. Of particular interest to me, however, were discussions on gender, gender bias, and gender equality, and the need for more women to take up space, occupy positions in STEM, and take over the world. A few months ago in Bulawayo, we commemorated the International Day of the Girl Child by taking tours around various female-run departments around the city, including meeting a female engineer working for Equinet. Without going too far, we have in our midst the Junior Minister of ICT and Courier Services, Ms. Vanessa Chibitia, who is making moves in her capacity, running various female empowerment programs and inspiring young women around the nation to take up space, certainly in STEM, but even in commercials and the arts. The Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations has also been doing amazing things, taking up space and inspiring women out there, changing lives at the head of an organization responsible for preserving international peace and security. Girls can too.
All right. You just heard there from His Excellency Mukudzeyishe Madzivire. He's the junior president of the Republic of Zimbabwe. You heard him there. Uthi hi, yena uthabile ngempela njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, seeing ukuthi izinto zihamba njani. And njalo, he's excited ngenxa yokuthi during the course of this forum, abantu abasakhulayo were heavily engaged, heavily consulted. Njengoba ngishilo earlier on, anzi forum inechinangwa chekutarisira ramangwana re Africa. So sizwile umukhuzeshe ngempela esithi yena njengo junior president ayi uthabile ngempela ngenxa ukuthi uthole ithuba lokuxoxisana labanye abontanga ebona njalo ukuthi abanye abontanga abadabuka kwamanyamazwe how are they doing it aiwa mukhuzeshe akati aiwa buramberi akaona uchimwewo chakabuda ku perform ii akati aiwa akafara zvikuru samukhuzeshe nekuti akaona hanzi nyaya yekusimudzirwa kwevanhu kadzi especially vechidiki vechidiki aiwa akafara zvikare makamunzwawo mamunzo achinyatsoti aiwa if we can do it girls can do it too so let's see ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu before we head over to my guests kukhasi lethu le VOA studio 7 abantu sebeqala ukungena ngempela u Kane arikunyora hanzi ndikukonai ngikhona e Pretoria I Kane welcome Gilbert Makopa hanzi I'm watching you from Nelspruit how's it going Gilbert Deliwe Nkwena uthi hello mkoma watching you from Gabs tumelang Deliwe phoma processing evening or watching you from Dankamvura kuriseko kudankamvura uko usinini khuphe uthi hi in the studio we're together watching you from Johannesburg Midrand how's Midrand this nini Allen arikuthi ndirikukona ndiriku Johannesburg inga Johannesburg is in the house I'm really excited thank you so much for joining us Nicholas is saying evening I'm watching you from Beira Mozambique and then pana Farai arikuthi Mike zviri kusei aiwa in ribom koma wangu zviri kufamba here Melina Bonyo is saying hello asibone ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu kukhasi lethu le VOA indebele abantu sebeqalile ngempela ukungena unkosi Mthembu uthi lijona njani inkosi ayiseyaphila thina wena unjani uthabisani ncube la ukhona kuhlelo uthi welcome uthabisani upressure uthi linjani emsakazweni studio 7 ayiseyaphila pressure mkhokheli uthi linjani mazimbabwe amahle ayiseyaphila wena unjani mkhokheli tiwana ukuthi vanhu arikuthi chiko pa page redu re VOA shona chimirira magese edu arikupinda vanhu vatotanga zvikare hanzi na disciple madanire eita disciple hanzi I'm watching you Kennedy arikuti hey big mike zvirikufamba here mukoma Kennedy ru arikuti hi over anyatso mhoresa munhu wese siyabona kuti abantu ngempela bayangena ngobunenge babo Godfrey Chanakira arikuti watching you hanzi na Agias Muvindi big mike kuriseko mukoma Agias tinotenda zvikuru sane kupinda muchirongwa mashava arikuti hanzi kufonerwa kuti kunze kwemuti imi muti fonere nyorai namba mkoma pa makomments apo tino kufonirai kana mchida upinda mchirongwa Farai aruti hi Mike zviri kufamba here Farai aisibona abantu ngempela baya ngena ngobunengi babo so I'm not sure if my guest is ready is my first guest ready ngibona ngani akabi ready so let's head over to some of the fun facts about this forum as we prepare for my guest so I wrote down a couple of things that are in tune and in line a lot of people were asking me as we were preparing for the show kahle Mike you're talking about ama sustainable development goals kuyini lawa ama SDGs wathi ngilichasisele inhlanganiso e United Nations they have what they put up as 17 goals and they titled them sustainable development goals. This is for all countries worldwide. Now, goal number one, but they're looking to alleviate poverty. Goal number two, they're talking about zero hunger. But abasafuni indlala, anyazi vele abantu bazangena ngempela besithi kuZimbabwe sifukutharisana nejara. But liyezwa inhlanganiso e United Nations. Goal number two, but zero hunger. Goal number three, they say good health and well-being. Ngempela. Goal number four, but they are looking to ensure that all young people, all people across the world have quality education. Goal number five, they talk about gender equality. You heard earlier on junior president, His Excellency Mukhuzeshe, echasisa ngempela esithi he's happy ukubona abantu abesifazana being involved. Ngenxa yokuthi goal number five, iyakhuluma ngempela esithi they're looking to have gender equality. Goal number six itself is talking about clean water and sanitation, which they say is a basic human right for wonke umuntu emhlabeni. And then goal number seven talks about affordable and clean energy, which abantu are saying kukhona eZimbabwe. But as I finish off the goals, ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilo mlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo asizwene ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodabo lukhona egudwini. Khola mthereri ndinomgamtshira emtshirengwa ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngibani ukhona ecingweni.
Hello.
Mthereri zviri kufamba?
Hayi yaphila.
Baba unjani ngibani ukhona ecingweni?
Ngilami Ndlovu.
Baba Ndlovu unjani?
Hayi yaphila baba.
Nantu dabo lukhona kuhlelo namuhla. efollows ngale kulabantu who are from United Nations, African Union njalo eningi labantu abasakhulayo abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe kulohlelo kulomhlangano omkhulu owe Africa Regional Conference on Sustainable Development Goals. CS wa omunye wabo lo owenhlanganiso e United Nations usongwe esithi njengenhlanganiso bakhangela ukuthi bazaqala uhlelo olulenjongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. Ubona ngani ilizwe leli Zimbabwe lalo lilakho ukubenefitha na from uhlelo lolo?
Zimbabwe ulanto elayithola kuphela lapho kufana lomntwana oqhuba abanye besiya esikolweni ekwazi ukuthi iy'mpumputhi vekaboni lutho ngoba kudala kwasungulwa izinhlelo lokho esisizwa amahungahunga kodwa ngapha zena kudibhelenda singaboni lutho ngitsho singazenaonaleli into ziyadika.
Manje so awulathemba nalo siyezwa umongameli namhla nguye ovule umhlangano lo okusemthethweni esithi ha ele Zimbabwe angithi usakhumbula umongameli esithi Vision 2030. Right.
Siyakukhumbula
ukuthi
ngizambe shoya ngakhuluma ngo 2030 njengokuba ama election abuyayo ofuza ukuthi vele ngimfanele umuntu ukuthi a 5 years apho mina sekhuluma ngo 2030 uthi uthi akafuni ukuphuma sefukela isikhundla nje yomgaqo.
Hayi kodwa baba Ndlovu angithi akulandaba ukuthi uyabe ukhona na angithi njengomongameli kumele ufake ama goals for ilizwe lonke jikelele yena umongameli uthi Vision 2030 ngenxa yokuthi ukhangela ikusasa lelizwe.
Hayi siyamuzwa kodwa ke intuthuko le abakhuluma ngayo ukuthi bazothuthukisa abatsha akula lapho abathuthukisa khona ngoba baningi abantu bezama ukuthi bazincedise kodwa igovernment ayibancedisi yona ibuya kuzongena ngezandla zombili isidilize lo muntu ozama ukuthi azincedise.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba Ndlovu, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Ugoduke next week angithi baba.
Alright baba.
Right, Zimbabwe Mushe, you just heard there from our first caller, Umnumzana Ulamulani Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu basically highlights the city. Ah, Nema Wondra, Wongu Zwakanaka, Zurukta Urwana, Muzare, Songwe, we Sangano Re United Nations, Wachiti Vagatari Sira Kutanga, Chirongwa Chinechi, Nangwa Chukubatira Vichi, Ike Veliku Afrika. Asi Iwo Ndlovu, Wanoti Nema Wondra, Awo, Azushike ku Zimbabwe. So, mthwakazi omuhle lina lithini ngodaba lukhona ekutwini Muri Zimbabwe 20 maondo enyu fona imchirongwa kana mchida ufuna mchirongwa munokwanisa kuti bata pa +1 202 619 2077 munokwanisa zvekare kutinyorera maondo enyu pa +1 202 465 0318 pa WhatsApp. Ndiyo nyaya tinayo nasi mchirongwa manzwa kubva kuna vaNdlovu mutereri wedu wekutanga. Now earlier on I was touching on the 17 goals that the United Nations set that they titled the Sustainable Development Goals. Now I was on number 7 ngi sithi affordable and clean energy. Earlier on ngike ngaba ngenhlanhla yokuxoxa lomunye ongisakhulayo umnumzana uNikros Kajengo. Yena uNikros is a development practitioner. UKajengo uthi uthabile ngempela ngenxa yokuthi ubona ngani kwele Zimbabwe kule potential eningi when we're talking about affordable and clean energy. Now goal number 8, they talk about decent work and economic growth. That seems to be one thing that was highlighted throughout the whole forum. Earlier on, we heard Amina Mohammed, owenhlanganiso la United Nations, la uthintile ngempela udaba esithi, yebo, 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 uyashayela izwekazi ele Africa ihlombe ngenxa yokuthi uthi Africa has one of the fastest growing economies in the world. Kodwa when we're talking about the sustainable development goals uthi ubona ngani the target may not be reached by 2030. So uthi the time is now for the next decade to ensure ukuthi ha wonke amazwe akwele Africa put in the work to ensure ukuthi some of these SDGs are accomplished. Now, for the theme itself of the forum this year, it's titled 2030 to 2030, a decade to deliver a transformed and prosperous Africa through the 2030 Agenda and Agenda 2063. That's the theme. So that goes hand in hand what Amina Mohammed was saying. As it, the continent of Africa itself has a decade to ensure ukuthi these SDGs are going to be completed. Now, goal number 9 amongst on this list of 17 goals that were set by the United Nations is industry, innovation, and infrastructure. Now, early on, I've also had a chance of speaking to abantu abayingcwethi kwezomnotho ma economists akasiyana siyana, and they were highlighting actually this seems to be something that ilizwe lethu eZimbabwe is lacking on ngenxa yokuthi sikhangela umumo okhona elizweni patinotaura nezve ma industry patinotaura nezve infrastructure munoonawo vazhinji vachichema nanhasi vachiti ah nyaya yemagetsi yanetsa vananhasi vanhu vari kuchema vachiti ah nyaya yemvura yanetsa nanhasi vanhu vari kuchema vachiti nyaya yemabasa yanetsa. This is something that goal number 9 speaks to. The SDGs itself, the United Nations, is saying ukuthi amazwe wonke emhlabeni need to work towards ensuring ukuthi industries, the innovation sector and the infrastructure sectors are up to par. Now yesterday I got to speak to omunye ongusakhulayo who was there in attendance of this meeting about amazwi that were echoed by the Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education. Yena ubesithi it's time now for ilizwe leZimbabwe njalo you know izwekazi lonke ele Africa to focus on the science, technology, engineering and mathematics studies, STEM studies. Ngenxa yokuthi yena ubona ngani if you place focus on these things sikhangela isimo sokuthi umhlaba wonke jikelele is now moving towards using technology towards uplifting themselves ilizwe lona eZimbabwe lakho ukuzithuthukisa. So asazi ukuthi lina libona njani, libona ngani abantu bangaqhakathekisa imfundo ze science, technology, engineering kanye le mathematics. Does Zimbabwe have the potential towards uplifting itself? Sikhangela njalo lingakhohlwe phela ama industries akhona elizweni. Now as we move over njalo to goal number 9, but reduced inequality. Now goal number 9 works hand in hand with goal number 5. Goal number 5 lingakhohlwe phela bathi what? Gender equality. Goal number 9 talks about reduced inequality. Bathi njengenhlanganiso eUnited Nations bona bathi kuqakathekile ngempela tune chaka khosha zwikurusa to ensure kuti munhu wese anowana mikana yakafana. Na here we're talking about the right to education, here we're talking about clean sanity, they were talking about opportunities. Now goal number 11 talks about sustainable cities and communities. Sustainable cities and communities. This is something that they're talking about where they talk about ama first countries. The Kangala local ones are like Melika. Leabona Pela, Amazwe, abantu bayagada imichova, abantu bayagada ama train. Anything is very accessible. Umshina lo can access me the world. So that's something that they're saying ukuthi bona njengenhlanganiso the whole world should look up to, the whole world should try to get up to par with, especially sikhangela lokho kwenzakala kwele Africa. Gonke lokho, all these are sentiments that came out of the forum, and today is only day 2. So if forum le igqiba ngolwesine on Thursday. Now goal number 12 talks about responsible consumption and production. Elizwe eZimbabwe eningi labantu bayakhala besithi ilizwe eZimbabwe is not producing, instead they're exporting more than they're talking about production. So lokhu liyabona inhlanganiso eUnited Nations labo bayakhuthaza besithi you need to start producing more and you need to be responsible when we're talking about consumption. Liyabona abanye still use coal and so forth, but you take care of your environment. Udaba lweclimate change, this is where it comes into. And of course, following it, as I spoke about climate change, goal number 13 talks about climate action. But you must take care of your surroundings. That's something that, you know, earlier on, Sibone Omunye ongusakhulayo, who's a climate activist, gwele Victoria Falls, yena uthi njengosakhulayo uthi ikakhulukazi kwele Zimbabwe, we need to start taking care of our climate to ensure ukuthi elakusasa labo bayathola ama benefits akhona. So ngiyezwa ukuthi I have my first guest ongenayo kuhlelo uSisi Uthando Gwenji. She's there in Victoria Falls. Now we still have other goals that I need to highlight, but let's hold over to Uthando Sizwe ukuthi yena uthini about everything that's happening. Thando, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, welcome to the program, Sisi unjani?
Ngiyabonga Lindani.
Hayi, siyaphila siyaphila. Kunjani Vic Falls?
Hayi, kuright,
singazi khona ngakho lapha elikhona. Ah, kuright lapha. Thando, so today we're focusing on the forum where you're at in Victoria Falls, and a lot of things have come out. However, what seems to be the central theme is focusing on the future of Africa, focusing on the youth. As a young person, you know, a young Zimbabwean, how are you taking all this information in, and what do you expect to come out of the forum for the next 2 days?
All right. So what is coming out strongly to me and what I'm expecting to be coming out is the call to action that was sent by the United Nations Secretary General, that from 2020 to 2030, it should be a decade to deliver when it comes to SDGs. And when he was talking about this being a decade to deliver, he was talking about us working together to secure great leadership, resources, and smart solutions. He was also talking about policies, budgets, and institutions that they have to be strong for us to actually deliver. And he was also talking about people's action. This involves young people, the civil society, and other stakeholders. So when I'm looking at this call to action and I'm looking at all the three calls, I realize that young people are coming out strongly, that they should be there not just to be there, but should be there to lead and to make sure that we have strong institutions and that people are actually there and represented from grassroots level up to leadership positions. So I'm expecting that this particular conference will actually spell out how we are actually going to achieve that and how we are actually going to deliver.
Mm-hmm. Now, Thando, a lot of things have been said. I like the fact that you highlighted Udaba Lokuthi. There has been a lot of resolutions that target towards uplifting abantu abasakhulayo. Earlier on, I was highlighting omunye osakhulayo who got a chance to speak. He's an environmental activist. And one thing he highlighted was, you know, konke lokho kuyaphuma ama resolutions ngempela ayaphuma, but yena ubona ngani kumele kuqhakathekile ukuthi okuphumayo izinqumo zingaphelele emlonyweni. Wena njengosakhulayo ukubona njani lokho njalo, do you think this is something that continuously happens in Africa?
The unfortunate part is everyone is just talking about that. In every session I've been in, mm-hmm. I've actually been part of this process for since it started yesterday, and we had AMA events that were leading up to the conference, and everyone was talking about how we all sit down and talk and do nothing. Well, talking about sitting down and talking and doing nothing, I also realized that the majority of the people in this conference were actually leading certain processes, elder people, but actually young people were expected to be the leaders. We've been talking about this for decades. And if we're saying that this is a decade of action, it means that we have to start practicing what we teach. Mm-hmm. And I think it really should start now from this conference, because there are a lot of young people who are actually participating and they are speaking out. So there might be a bit of some kind of positivity there. But I'm hoping that from this conference going onwards, young people can be found leading the processes instead of just sitting there and participating. Because I also noted that in certain sessions that are going on, we find out that there's the process of voluntary national reviews about SDGs that we are supposed to be doing. And it came out loudly that actually young people should be leading the voluntary national reviews, from the civil society, from young people who are on their own, and other stakeholders, including the private sector. So if people start owning the process and moving forward with it, maybe it might not be just another talk show.
Mm-hmm. I have a very interesting question. Some of the utterances that uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa had to say. Go to Othing Tatumlaleli and then I'll come back to you, Angit. All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, you just heard there from Thando Gwinji. She's a member of the Youth Innovation Trust in Hlanganiso eKhangela indaba eziphathelane ngokuthuthukiswa kwabantu abasakhulayo. But I hear I have a caller. Asizweni ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodaba esilalo namhla ngohlelo. Khola mthereri, ndinomgamshira mtrongwa, ngibani okhona ecingweni? Aripari nari ndiyathi. Skipani.
Yeah.
Ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ukhuluma lesindo eBotswana.
Hey, tumelangi tate ukai. Anake sharp ntate. Nantu tabo lukhona kuhlelo namuhla. Ungomuntu ongisakhulayo na?
Yeah, ngosakhulayo.
Perfect. This is targeted towards you. Siyezwa ama utterances aphumayo emhlanganeni lo omkhulu. Besithi sebefake izinqumo ezikhangela ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. Njengontanga, njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, ukuthatha njani lokho? Ubona ngani okuphumayo kulakho ukuthuthukisa na abatsha kwele Zimbabwe?
Khona primate kuyinto enhle, kungumbono omuhle kakhulu.
Mm.
Ngoba abantu siyahlupheka kodwa ngilobhasi futhi khonapho. Ilizwe lethu sasipela themba ngalo, sokuyikuhlala sihlabela kuphela, sikhuluma nje kuphela ngento eyodwa. Khona ukuthi kube lento ezinjengazo nezo, into enhle kakhulu, umbono omuhle kakhulu. Ngoba ngingakuthela bramaiki ngisuke ekhaya mina khathesi ngo-January. Ngisuke ekhaya ngo-January, abantu bengibuya la uzembuya lomuntu under 18 years. Ebuya esize eBotswana engahambi ngepassport, ehamba ngeganga ngendlela ezimbi. Uzuzuza umuntu under 18 years kambe kulo msebenzi bani azawuthola eBotswana awaziyo? Akula msebenzi wesandla engiwaziyo. Akula msebenzi engingathi ngingahlala etafuleni ngafunda ngabala ngabhala engiwaziyo. Kusho ukuthi ibuyadinga lokhu yena kuthiwa i-any job. Kambe ngesikhathi namhlanje kusese lento kuthiwa i-any job yini? Kumele mbe ngudaka boy. Ekuvoxa udaka kwakho nangikwazi esikolwa ngikufundayo ngikuvoxa udaka. Angikwazi vela kula msebenzi esandle engingathi waziwa ngumuntu under 18 years pramike la uyakwazi uyakubona.
So
esiqinisweni engikuthoyo ukuthi asiphela kuthemba pramike ngelizwe lakithi. Sokuyikukhulunywa kuphela, uzokukhulunywa kuthiwa into enjele nje izayenziwa kodwa ayisoziphumelele. Ngoba why ngisitsho njalo? Okwenza into ayisoziphumelele ukuthi ukunanzelela ukuthi kule nkohlakalo elizweni. Lanxa kungaba lamadona, phela into enjalo kuza kube kulamadona ngithi uyakwazi abantu ekhaya bayahlupheka. Lanxa kuyukuthi kuzabe kulomunye oyokuthi ayimele ukuthi ehlale etafuleni efunde, kulomunye ozabe engakwazi khona ukubhala ibizo lakhe but ekwazi umsebenzi yezandla ngithi. Uzakuhlengela into njengento zokusebenzisa ezokusebenza zenzeza imisebenzi yezandla. So kuyadinga ukuthi encedise ngabanye abantu abazabe besenelisa ukuthi bemncedise. But bese kusiba ukuthi ilizwe lakithi lile nkohlakalo. Yikho kusuke benzima kwabo primary ukuthi ilizwe lakithi lile nkohlakalo, ukugcwele inkohlakalo. So ukuthi kuze kuyefikelela esandleni esingani sami ngingisindiso ngingelalutho, into enzima kakhulu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Sindiso, usungagqiba phosela amazwi akho okucina.
Hayi, mina engingakutsho kuphela ngithi siwumtekisisi wami lo olaye kwabo utata dethu, ake lizame lani likhuluma wena amazwi engxenya wena amazwi njengoba likhona ekhaya liseduze futhi kwe-government. Ake lizame likhulume dadethu, litshele abantu laba bezwisise ngoba uhulumende nguhulumende ngabantu. Kumele lina dadethu linjalo, kumele lizwe okuthiwo yithi thina esiphansi. Lina bese lithatha amazwi ethu thina esiphansi liwase kubona abeliseduze kwabo lawo eze efika ngoba lina yini phela elizindlele zethu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa futhi kuyaleboha tate, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelwa ngithi. Right, you just heard there lo ngumlaleli okwele Botswana uthi hayi bona njengabatsha i-trust we'll head over to Uthando soon. Sizwe ukuthi yena uthini ngombono kalo mlaleli. But I hear I have a caller coming live from Australia. Let's hear ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini. Ngathi nizwe ukuthi Mthereri ari ukuthi caller Mthereri, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ndinomgamtshela Mtrongwa, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Hayi, ngithanda ukuthi vivo obuthi my.
All right, sizathi anonymous, singibani uqhubeka ungasitshela umbono wakho.
Mina into ekhaya izisa ubuhlungu loba singaphandle kwamazwe. Bangicabanga ukuthi singaphandle kwamazwe but asikuboni okwenzakala ekhaya. Siyakubona ngoba siyafika ekhaya. Impilo yangikhona ibuhlungu. And into ezisa ubuhlungu kakhulu, sila abadala abaretayayo. Kuma-ages ukuthi umuntu uyatshela ukuthi at 60 uyaretire. But when it comes to ama-position lawa aphezulu ama-political, ungani retirement age yangkhona ayihambi kuhle. Yikho embona kule problem ukuthi abadala abakhulu kabavumi ukuthi labo kabadla amampentini njengamanye ama-professional ukwenzela ukuthi ku-create i-room for ama-youth ngoba abantu abatsha yibo abazayenza ukuthi iZimbabwe iye phezulu. Nga abantu abadala belokhe besalela ezikhundleni, sizahlala silokhe sikhala ngento eyodwa into eyodwa. Umuntu ole 35 years uyayenza umsebenzi ongathatha umuntu omdala isikhathi eside. Abantu abadala lakasibasoli, bakhona ukuthi bangasinature basigayide. But I think it's time ukuthi labo bananzelele ukuthi lokhu abaku implementa kwemisebenzi lakho should also be implemented ku-politics kuma-presidential position. Abantu abavumi ukuthi sebekhulile yaba-retire kungene abantu abasakwanisa ukugijima bayenza izinto.
kodwa ma yini ke ngibonayo ukuthi yesibusele emuva ngoba uya thola izinto zama youth uhamba abantu abakhulu vele ongafanelanga ukuthi ba abahambayo
kodwa ma
ukuthi katonta ngabaza phumelela njani
Wothi ngikubuze ke ma sikhangela uhlelo luka hulumende olwe Vision 2030 abanye would argue ukuthi uhlelo lo lujonge ukuthuthukisa abontanga abantu abasakhulayo abatsha kwele Zimbabwe do you not think ukuthi isizwe njalo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi uyasichenya ngenxa yokuthi I Vision 2030 is in line with I Agenda 2063 njalo ama SDGs that have been set up by inhlanganiso ye United Nations do you not think ukuthi kwele Zimbabwe amathuba akhona for abantu abasakhulayo
No asizoze sakhuluma ngo Vision 2030 abantwana abaqedi ilekho zena ma university last year 3 years ago 4 years ago ngabasebenzi wayisiza khangela u Vision 2030 khona u 2030 khona kufanele sikhangele the right izinto ezenza ngalayo kathesi abantu abaningi abasebenzi bafundile abantwana bezimbabwe abaningi ukuthi bangangena emahofisini bayenza izimanga ezimbabwe izimbabwe ibuyele njengakudala kubo-19 ithina safunda emaprimary ukuthi kwakunjani kufanele i-$10 ebomvu ukuthi wawuyibamba uyethuki kathesi imali yezimbabwe iyayangisa Uthe asingabalini u2030 kasikhangeleni ninja abantu abatsha abathwele nzima si all over the world ngenxa yokuthi asithandi it's because of the current situation kebe sitshenziswa lama bonzo ngeke waphuma la usiya ngathi ngapi akuvunyeni ukuthi abantu nqa sebekhulile badedele kungena abanye abatsha
Hayi siyakuzwa masi yabonga kakhulu.
Kuthi uhlungu into ekhaya ukuthi babe sithi they are listening government. Nxa beyi listening government, why abantu bayakhuluma ukuthi uyabulalela njani ukuthi abakwazi ukuthi abantu bathele nzima. Ezibhedlela wake wasibona istrike esihamba sidlule ama-6 months ukuthi lilizwe.
Ngempela. Hayi siyakuzwa ma.
Vision 2030 bona abantu ababo baphandle thina abantu esilabantu ekhaya sithini
hayi siyakuzwa ma ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo ukuthi sinikeza abanye amathuba ukuthi sizwe ukuthi bona bathini ngodabalolukhona kuhlelo hayi liyamuzwa let me head back to uthando sizwe ukuthi yena uthando what does she have to say about the opinions that have been given by the two callers thando usakhona ecingweni Tando Tando kunje ukhona ecingweni
Nikhona
nizo Ah all right right asizweni ukuthi yena uthando ethando right bengithi you know the two callers have given two different inputs oqala vele both of them seem to be highlighting and you know focusing on the issue of youth empowerment sizwe umama lo se Australia esithi yena ubona ngani amathuba are not getting abantu abasakhulayo not getting amathuba okuzithuthukisa njalo nxa sikhuluma ngendaba le yezentuthuko ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo not being involved you at the conference you're actively there you see that there's a lot of young people who are there participating how would you respond to umama lo
okay ashaye dolo ona wona lo mbono cause even lamanye ama speakers ade khona ebe khuluma ngokuqhakathiya ukuthi ama youth abe kuma processes and ba acknowledge ukuthi fine contesting speakers bekhona ukuthi thina njengabontanga abaseZimbabwe khathesi asibange sibe le intellectual intellectual inheritance ukuthi iconference leyo na kakhulu ibikhuluma nge 4th industrial revolution kodwa bona laba abasilidayo khathesi ngaku 3rd industrial revolution babe ngekho abakwazi lokuthi bazijelani loba befuna ukujiyela something so it's like labo bablank ukuthi indaba ye-youth empowerment bayibona yenzakala everywhere kodwa ukuthi bayiqalise basaba basinike izigudo zangkhona kuyabehlula ukuthi bangakwenza njani even amaqhinga ekhona kusenziwa izinto ngiyele njalo kokukhulunywe ngumlaleli wokuqala uSindiso uqinisile kakhulu ama process lawa aya esiya anganini ngama talk shows siyakhuluma ukuze kugcine kubhuwa unelo kuphumayo wena kahle kahle ubuze ukuthi lokho sikhuluma what is in it for you nambona ngani khona ukuthi ama youth akhona khathesi ku process le and bazama ukuhambisa imbono yabo lapha nalapha ngibona ngani kuba ngcono batho kushotayo kakhulu kuprocess yona leyo ukuthi ke abadala laba bavele bekhona ezikhundleni lama organizations amaningi awu United Nations esiwabona lapha okumele bakwenze ukukhomitha ukuthi mayouth siyalibona kuyenza ama-innovations siyalibona liyaphathela lapha nalapha so sizalinika imali engaka eyokwenza lokho elikwenzayo because noba kuthiwa i-decade of action akula muntu oseke wakhuluma ngemali ukuthi imali efakwa ukuthi ama-youth ayenzeke i-action yona leyo imali engaka so nambona ngani okuqakathekileyo kakhulu khathesi ukuthi kube lama-commitments anjengawona lawo ukuthi nxa kuyukuthi sikhuluma nge-action sikhuluma ngokuparticipate kwama-youth and ama-youth akhona maningi ayenza into ezimangalisayo ejiyeleyo kuma-communities abo kodwa kushota yona leyo imali yokuthi bakwanise nabo ukukhompyutha e-global scale bakwanise nokuthi ama-innovations abo akwanise nawo ukubonakala ku-fourth industrial revolution yangikhona yona le ebilokhu ikhulunywa since i-conference iqalile so this local is anchored on science, technology, the innovation. And yes, we're going to see that Zimbabwe is a digital sector and money is coming in the jungle. Because I'm going to call up in jail and I'll learn. Now they are balanced and then I will be internet. Only the people is going to ask. Because I'm sure that I'm going to financial injection.
Wothing ukubamba umlomo Thando ngithatha omunye guest ongenayo kuhlelo umnumzana uSingano Chisina of the Zimbabwe Youth Council and then I'll give you a chance to come back onto the program. Ndukuzwa uthi vachisina vapinda pachirongwa varipo parunare. Welcome to our program Mr. Chisina of the Zimbabwe Youth Council. Thank you so much for making time to be on the program. How are you doing, Chief? Tirinani ndine chimbo chekuti vateerero vari kufara. Nyaya tinayo nhasi muchirongwa tiri kukurukura nezviri kuitika ikaikoko kuVictoria Falls uko kune musangano weAfrican Regional Forum on Sustainable Development. Mave ne 2 days muri ikoko mungatiudzawo kuti pane zvabuda here zvinokufadzai imi seumwe ari chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe uyezve munhuwo wechidiki.
Ndinotenda zvikuru nemukanda iwoyo vakatibata vane mazuva anokwana mana tiri kuno rekutanga takatanga tichidzidzisana nevechidiki zvemichina yechi zvino zvino yatinoti artificial intelligence nerobotics nezuva rechipiri tikadzidzana zvimwe chete zuva rechitatu takazosangana nemamwe masangano akaita sana UNESCO vanobatsira kuti rudzidzo nezvemichina yechi zvino zvino rwuende mberi muzvikoro nemunharaunda tichibva ipapo tapinda mumusangano wavhurwa zvakanaka nhasi kuvhurwa kwemusangano uyu takanangana neyavanoti decade of action kureva kuti 2020 kusvika 2030 tinenge tichiita basa pamusoro pezvakavimbiswa zviga zviripo 17 zvemaSDGs saka nichonoti pakuparurwa kwazvaitwa chandaona chikuru ndechekuti ndichitanga nehurumende yedu yeZimbabwe yaparura kuburikidza nemutungamiri vaAmazon Mnangagwa purezidendi vachitizvo isu tine zvimwe zvatakaita asi hatisati tapedza kana kuti hatisati tasvika patinoda chaipo uyezve tiri kupa mukana umwe kune vechidiki ndinoti ndiwo musangano mukuru watingati watanga kupindwa nevechidiki vakawanda paregional level kana kuti seafrica kuchiona kuti vechidiki vanga varipo vakawanda vakamiririra nekuti ratiri kuti decade of action iri tingatoti ratopihwa mumaoko evechidiki kuti vaite basa varivo saka ndo chandingati chandifadza chikuru chekuti hurumende dzaona kuti basa iri rose hatingarigoni kana tikazviita pasina vechidiki ngatitorei vechidiki vatange kupinda munhaurwa dzose idzodzi kuti basa rigofamba zvakanaka uyezve ndaona kuti commitment yaiswa na executive secretary, under secretary AUC, executive secretary UN, executive secretary the United Nations. Jono kuti vakauya vakasangana nechidiki nezuro zvarovera vachiteerera kuti vechidiki chii chatingaita kuti vabatane nenyika dzose mukuita kuti sustainable development yatotaura nezvayo igova owned by the youth. Vanga vachitotaura kuti the future is now ready. Ramangwana ndinhasi asi ramangwana irori riri kutungamirirwa nevechidiki vachitaura nemuromo wavo chasara kuti nyika dzose dzitore zvataurwa izvi kuti ramangwana ndinhasi asi ramangwana riri mumaoko evechidiki ngatichandei nevechidiki kuti yatingati sustainable development ionekwe musvika zviripo gumi nezvinomwe.
Now vachisina earlier on and no more guest ari parunare uthando gwinji, and she was highlighting how she's excited so more with Chidiki to be at this event. However, she feels as though it's great that, you know, so many things have been said, but she wants real tangible commitments. A lot of young people have ideas, but the money to implement these ideas is where the problem is. You're a member of the Zimbabwe Youth Council. Is there anything that can be done to ensure that these ideas come to life?
Thank you very much. My clear response to that is money will never be enough for any program, but quoting from the speech that was made by the junior minister of ICT for the junior parliament, Vanessa Chirise, honorable, tatanga kuchema kuti hatina mari zviripo zvatinazvo tinogona kushanda neizvozvo. Taona kuti papanel imwe chete iyoyo panga paina minister of finance and economic development vamutoriniwe vemuzimbabwe vanga vachicheya panel iyoyo. Vataura vakati gore rapera takaintrodusa 2% tax tikabatsira kuti ivo sehurumende vawane mari yokushandisa kubhadhara dzidzo, kuita kuti muzvipatara muwanikwewo mishonga nekuda kwe2% tax iyoyo yakaiswa mubhajeti ravo. Saka indinotsigira kuti mari haiwanikwi nguva dzose, asi pane iyoyo shoma yatinayo tinogona kuita chimwe chinhu pane zviga zvakatemwa.
Aiwa, regai ndikubatei pamuromo vachisina, nditange ndatora muteereri and then I'll go to Tando and see if she can respond to what you had to say. Ngezwa kuti nginomulalela ongenayo kuhlelo. I have a caller onge ari kupinda muchirongwa. Caller, muteereri, ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa. Welcome to the connection. Ari parunare ndiani?
Hello.
Yebo baba, unjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ukhona Nkomo, Majobek.
Nkomo, kunjani egoli?
Hayi, goli kumnandi baba, kuhlele kunje.
Hayi, ukhanya ngani uyazikholisela.
Ya, leli lilizwe baba engalithathela ama-times. Lalela ke la. Abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi ungani bazalwa umuntu oyi-1. It's now 40 years izani isitshela amanga ekhaya lapho. Ngizwela abantwana laba abachaya izandla lapho bechaya izandla. Abaqale bekhangele i-economy yeZimbabwe ukuthi iveliweni ibolile nangokwayo. Imali le abantu bona bazayiyenzela iyavela kubani? Khangela amagarajini ubona ukuthi ama-queue epetrol anjani ayesabisa. Impuphu ayikho right now eZimbabwe abantu bathwele nzima. Imisebenzi yona vele kayikho. Imali yalothi bona bazoyithiwa igovernment. Igovernment sehlile ukuvusa ama-industry shuwa bechayela into enje shuwa izandla. Kathi singabantu abanjani? Umuntu ongene kugovernment eZimbabwe ngo-1980 mina ngeke eme phambi kwamethu uyangitshela ukuthi uzayenza so wethi ngikhulumele kithi emathebelelende emandebeleni kufiwe babo ngohambe ebhinga izikolo abantwana leke befundele etshanini njengenkukhu. Yini engayichayela izandla kuzanu namhlanje after 40 years ngabadala labo abangele for the past 40 years kungenziwa lutho emathebeleni kangeni imigwaqo ukuthi ibole njani baba kangaloku umgwaqo kwemaswingo lokhu ama-accident akhona everyday kuncane ungani kwamabhasikili abaqale belungisa i-economy wabona ngaphilize lile mali ecina nge-$5 ethwali ngalungisa iy'mpilo zabantu noma ukhangeni
Baba Nkomo sikhangela lokho okushiwo nguMinister of Higher and Tertiary Education esithi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi sisebenzise ulwazi lwe-science technology kanye engineering kanye le-maths ukuthuthukisa umnotho konke lokhu kukushilo wathi abantu eZimbabwe babhekane lodubo lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi yena he argues ukuthi singasebenzisa ulwazi lolu abantu can now create jobs for themselves njalo silungisise zonke indubeke lokhu everything that you've mentioned ukuthi ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi imigwaqo ukuthi ibolile konke khonokuya uthi kulakho ukulungisiswa ngolwazi oluphuma abantu besebenzisa i-STEM ukubona njani lokho
lalela lapha that is a simple equation kimi izanu is iprompts amanga a more than 10,000 iprompts abantu bakithi iZimbabwe ku technology iku 0 degrees akula equipment lapha elizweni baba singatshela ndamanga izanu they are good on talking when it comes to action they are 100% useless baba ukukutshela abantu abethu ngikhuluma right now baphila ngotshwala baphila ngembanje baphila ngogwayi bahamba ngenyawo abalaluthu abalanguba abalani abanye vela sezibethatha abafazi abanye leke bazalwayo sebela ma more than 40 years awuzake besebenzi umuntu onjalo uma umkuhlela emzini wakho engumntana wakho ele 40 years ehambile esikolo engasebenzi sokulinda ukuthi hambe engcwaba kuphela lokho okhunye ngobaba lowo yazi utshela iziphukuphuku into ezingaboni ezimtshayela izandla nokuthi umuntu onjengama ohambe esikolo itechnology ekhanya yazi iku 0% yakuda lutho lapho lokho okwesikolo abakukhulumayo lokho i-education engasasebenzi elizweni elinjengeZimbabwe lelo when you talk about education i-education esemlonyeni angekuyi-implement on the ground ukuthi ubonakala ukuthi bayasebenza right now abantu bayasebenza bavukela emsebenzini every day bakhola udodi they can't even buy anything abalaluthi abaningi bayahlupheka especially i-youth let's talk about i-youth uhamba ema-town ngiyavisita ama-town onke eZimbabwe ngiyangena kuma-road areas ngiyabona yonke ukuthi kwenzakalani abantwana bakithi umuntu oqeda isikolo uyelwisa inkomo omunye uyelwisa imbuzi abanye bahle ukuthatha abafazi bazala labantwana abantwana kabalotsholwa izikweletu zodwa abantwana abazala lapha ekhaya ngomuntu yohluleka ukuthi elobole sabantwana besebezala izikweletu kupeyinti ezingalotsholwayo i-technology oyikhulumayo le ise-non-starter baba into e-useless le
Hayi siyakuzwa Nkomo usungagqiba phosela amazwi akho okucina.
I wish ngabe yimi ranile izwe lelo. Within 2 days in visit Britain, the America, the Australia, Germany, sale phansi ngithi byanini le ranile izwe leli. Bese ngisithi mina kibo asibuyeleni kumali lena esetshenziswa nguSmith. Siqale from that currency ka Smith, ama British evula ama industry lama Americans, iblawe 3 quarters ama breeding lawo ngai America lama British. Thina sila lutho that's why ubona sokuwomile sokuthe cha intuthu ziyathungazela ka iseko izinto zama-American and without Britain, America, Germany, France I'm giving you more than 10 million years from today we are not going anyway ne-education lesilawo eZimbabwe ngeyamanga manga kula lutho baba lapho
hayi siyakuzwa baba Nkomo ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlela
thank you so much
Thando ukhona ecingweni Right. You just heard the gentleman there, Ubaba Nkomo, speaking. He highlighted on 3 of the SDGs already. He talked about the quality education. He talked about decent work and economic growth, which is goal 8. And he talked about goal 9, which he highlighted industry, innovation, and infrastructure. He feels as though because of the state of the economy and the way that things are in Zimbabwe, even if you highlight and focus on STEM studies, not much can come out. What do you think?
Okay, kukhona lapha ngivumelana khona lo baba Nkomo. Kuthiwa innovation doesn't translate to reality and real issues, then it's as good as useless. And nase sikhangele kakhulu indaba ye-education because yikho kumele kuqalele khona indaba yonke. And then nxa sikhangele ama-SDGs, ama-goals wonke wona ngokwawo ya interlinked ukuthi ngiyeke sathi sesi-achieve igoli leyi sakhohlwe yini. Akuhambelani kumele angenelane wonke siwabone ukuthi so achieve njalo ngasithi thina we want to deliver before 2030 And in Kairaga couldn't buy education, the Kuniso civilly, they say Zimbabwe is a bit advanced. Got to Mabuelema High School to Amalia Sawala equipment. And the Bebe Kuluma, fortunately, we will have done at the school of Anya was a primary. As Kulmerum done, we put in a computer and Kaivan, it is Zaivamba and Gufomban. So it's some of the things that need to be revised. Uma curriculum to lendlela esivele senza ngayo izinto, but it's also up to the people abane power, because thina singakwenza kwesinye isikhathi ukukhuluma kodwa kumele ukuthi bona laba abane power bebone ukuthi bathatha ama young people as an opportunity for growth, basebenzise ama skills le power that the young people abakhona have to actually try to push change, because uma singakhangela even though SDG 8 it's SDG 9 young people, and young people can actually bring the change that you want to see: industrialization, innovation, and employment. So, since we're talking about participation in our youth, it's not even meaningful. Participate on our numbers. Masculine impact, masculine would deliver my SDGs. It means that we should be moving beyond Wuki, where am I even 200 and we are in fourth. But in each four, Mogu, where we are, Lapa, actions are my tatai as it translates to. And even in participation within the process, Abashani Bakalis is under Wukina, Labo Yivo, Ogmene Babi Guma Podium.
All right, what you imagine, Tando, what you bam bum no more. Let me give Chisina a chance over to lay a comment against this.
Yeah,
right. Va Chisina Muchiripo Bernade. Va Chisina? Oh, I don't know what Chisina wa dropper. I was hoping to see here. I watch our own kind of work who pin do as a tower or name Terry. All right, Tando Unga, come get a pambil.
Okay, then city open cleaner and go on a Bukara Tehile, Utuans Agade Zimbabwe. And I'll put over to Gambia and Amanga City, Imana Equal Zimbabwe, Imariko, and I go to a Chanelua, Ogumi Gunzaran. So for us to achieve our SDGs, for us to actually monitor if those of them are SDGs in Zimbabwe, Lute Hamandan, Umanetu and Lama Tex Audit, and Kumbuli Fuenza and Lama Tex Audit, and we should be. That you should be budgeting for each and every goal. Also from goal 1 to goal 17, we need budget set aside. How are we going to achieve this? A proper note may be further in the incident as you need. A prioritize the one at the expense of the at the end of the day, as we achieve in totality of our SDGs. And the women will be the involvement and meaningful participation in our young people. Mm-hmm. And certainly, over the coordination and in every ministry or every other institution, kwazakale ukuthi kahle kahle ngubani oyenza lokhu ngani. Khona kuzathi nxa sesisiya ku-khuluma ngama-partnerships for the goals, ukuthi lathi esihlele ezindlini nabasediaspora nasithando lani emsakazweni libe kwazi ukuthi if we are to partner for SDGs, this is what we are actually bringing to the people of Zimbabwe. This one is saying, this is what we are doing.
All right. Well, Tando, unfortunately, there's only, you know, like 2 minutes left of the program. So I'm going to give you this opportunity to wrap up. What exactly do the youth of Zimbabwe, this program ends on Thursday, what do the youth of Zimbabwe need to do to ensure, Owuti, one, government lives up to the promises that they make at this event, and two, they can take out, they can learn and do something positive with the resolutions that come out of this conference?
Okay, I think the most important thing to do is just to follow Ama Prophet in Zawa and know what the government promises in order for us to hold them accountable. Because when I say I go as low, the Hamba, the Kulumani out there, it's difficult to the government to see them accountable, sitting at 10 with a local and local, I was with the Maplas. So, we are from all the 10 provinces. We are from all the provinces. We are from all the provinces.
How can we be part of this
decade of action at declaring Secretary General of the United Nations. And it was a trigger for Nangali, the seventh of Bambana, Logwazi, which is from we are happy as illusion because Kogunye, which we are Kulu, and there's one into Latin and I won't need which is Rangan, but Ubuyele of the team on Alana, Palo, and there's 10 wives.
All right. Isikhathi Thando, isikhathi ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Muri eZimbabwe chinobhuruka chinomara nguva ndiyo yapera. Nhasi muchirongwa changa tichibata zviri kuitika kuVictoria Falls uko kune Africa Regional Forum on Sustainable Development. Nhasi muchirongwa changa tina vasungano chisina uyezve Muzvare Thando Gwinji anokoneka ine mufaro. Ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Tosangana pa Instagram nepa Twitter. Bye bye.